Parshas Vayechi, the last parsha of Sefer Bereshis. There are 12 parshas in Sefer Bereshis. Parshas, I mean, the way we have a Mesoira, how we're Koyre V'Toyra. About the parshas means just parshas Psuchas, parshas Stumas. It says, Loma Parsha Zu Stuma. What does it mean, Loma Parsha Zu Stuma? So then it's not a new parsha, fakir. But we mean, it's a parsha meaning Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is Stuma. In the Kriyas HaToyra, the Vishanistu Weinei, believe in Shal Yisrael. Now, Sefer Bereshis, as we said, has 12 parshis. The Sfarim talk about that it's connected to the 12 Mazalis, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 Chodshei Hashana. And Bechlal, the culmination of Sefer Bereshis Be'etzim represents the entire world. The Hainu, it starts with Bereshis, and it ends with Acharis Hayomim. The word Acharis is mentioned the first time in Parshas Vayichi. Yaakov Avinu says he wants to tell Es Asher Yikre Eschem Ba'acharis Hayomim. We have a klal. The first time a word is mentioned in the Torah, that's the shayrish of that word. Acharis is mentioned over here. Parshas Vayichi is the Acharis. We start from Bereshis, and it goes all the way to the Acharis. There's a vart. It says Es Asher Yikre Eschem Ba'acharis Hayomim. Then in the Acharis Hayomim, there's going to be kriris. There's going to be in the Ikvus of the Mashiach, there's going to be a matzav of mikra, of kriris from Yiddishkeit that we have to work on. Vayischazek Yisrael Vayeshev Alamita. Tadavka Vimischazek Becholzos. It always comes out Parshas Vayechi and Asara B'Tavis, which we spoke maybe a little bit of last week. Asara B'Tavis represents this Nakuda from the beginning till the end. Asara B'Tavis was mamish the beginning of the process of the Golus, but it also represents the Geula. And Parshas Vayechi is now the culmination of this entire thing. Vayechi Yaakov the Balaturim says, Vayechi is Gematria 34. Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. Aber Vayechi, there were 34 years that he mamish was, it was lebedik, it was ufkelept. Which were the years? I don't know if the Baal Turim says the word ufkelept, but it's Vayechi, the 34 years. What's the 34 years? 17 years that he originally was with Yosef, the first in the beginning, because those 17 years before he had the Tsar and the Machayim of the Tsar of Mechiras Yosef, and the last 17 years, the Toiv, 17, Shonim, in Mitzrayim, those were also 17 years. And the Medrash Taka talks about that there's a comparison between those 17 years and those 17 years. The Yaakov, that's the Vayechi, that's the 34 years, the Yaakov Avinu. In this last 17 years, the Etzim, it's a Bechina of Me'ein Olam Hab already. You know, we mentioned the other week that the Ksav Sofer says, by Vayeshev already, he says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Why? Why don't he want to Leishev B'Shalva? Because Yaakov Avinu knew that Ma'isav is similar to Bonin. And he thought that all the tzaras that he went through already represented all the different Goliyos. And now he's Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. We're ready for the what's it called? And Demis, he was right. Now what happened? Kofetz Olav Rukh Zeshe Yosef. Now starts, until now was Maisa Ovesim Labonim. But now starts the real process of it. Oh, but the Emes is that in the Maisa Ovesim Labonim, the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim represent Me'ein Olam Haba. We spoke the other week. That's why Yaakov Avinu said Kriyishma. Yosef didn't. Yaakov Avinu says Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Achad. He came to that Hakara that already it's that Hashem Alekeinu. Me this Adinah, me this Rachim, it's all Hainu Haf. It says, Yaakov was Zeveach Zvachim Lelikim. The Pasuk says Zeveach Lelikim Yacharam. Zvicha is only to Havaya, only to Shem Yudkevavke. Because Korbani Zvicha came into Elikim. Yaakov was able to. Yaakov was in that begin already of Me'ein Olam Haba. He could be Zeveach even Lelikim. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael Yomus. Lomus. It's coming the time that Yisrael, Yaakovino, Yisrael is Lamus. The Baal HaTurim writes that there's one other place where it says Vayikrvu Yimei David Lamus, which is actually this week's Haftarah. Possibly that's the connection. Vayikrvu Yimei Yisrael Lamus, Vayikrvu Yimei David Lamus. And there's a Yerushalmi in Shabbos. It's also a Medrash, but Tosfos actually brings this Yerushalmi in Pesachim. The Yerushalmi is in Shabbos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, you made Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim Keneged the Kuf Mem Zayin Shonim of Yaakov. And the connection is because Yaakov Avinu said, Ma'at V'royim Hoya. And he complained. David HaMelech also had a lot of tzaras in his life. But David HaMelech always was Mizmar LeDavid. You made Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. The Mefarshim asked that there aren't Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoirei Tehillim. There are Kuf Nun. There are 150 Kapitlech in Tehillim. What does the Yerushalmi mean that there are only 147? So first they want to say that the first two prakim, Ashri Ish and Lamarok Shugoyim, is Chad Pirka, that's a Gemara in Brachis. And they find another parsha that's also, truth is you need to find three parshas that are doubled, unless you say you could be off by one in the Gematria. But that's a interesting maisa. Now, Yaakov Avinu lives for 147 years. There's a few interesting pshatim in the Mefarshim. What's the cheshbon? We know that Avraham Avinu lived 175. Yitzchak lived 180. And the way the Mefarshim explained, B'shoirish, each one of the Avos was supposed to live 180. That's the Shleimus of the Shonim. We have Me'ah V'Eshram. By the Avos, it was Me'ah V'Shmoinim. And Yitzchak was Taka Me'ah V'Shmoinim. Avram was nifta 5 years early. Shala Yira Nechdoi Esav Ha'ilach L'Tar B'Sra. But why Yaakov 147? So there's one shot from the Balaturim. Because Yaakov Avinu, by the Trufim, by Lavan, when Lavan is looking for the Trufim, Yaakov Avinu says, Im asher timtze es aloi hecha, lo yichye. Whoever we find your getchkalach, lo yichye. Yichye is 33. That's the 33 years that he lost from 180 down to 147. That's kill eschinam lo yisavai. The pasuk says, he said lo yichye. So he lost 33 years of his life. There's another pshat in the Daskein in the Baal HaTosfos that he says that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to live 180. Why did he leave 33 years only? Because there's 33 words in the Pesukim that say, Vayomer Parei El Yaakov Kama Shmei 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 Chayecha. Vayomer Yaakov El Parei Yimei Shnei Megurai Ma'at Veroim Hayu. And he complains. And he about to complains. So those 33 words is 33 Shonim that he's Ma'abe. Frekter of Chaim Shmolevitz, a famous word from Chaim Shmolevitz. The 33 words you're counting include Vayomer Parei El Yaakov. That's not Yaakov's words. He says, yeah, but Aponim is... why did Pari ask the Shaila? Obviously, he saw the Tsar and the Machoy on Yaakov's face that triggered him to ask how old he was in the spall. How old are you? So even Pari's question of Ayem Pari El Yaakov is also a chelik of what Yaakov is next. Now, there's another cheshbon. It's interesting from the Zohar that we know that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. And technically, he gave 70 years to David. But there's another cheshbon, and you have to work out why you need Tzvei Dinim over here. It's not for now, but David HaMelech got his 70 years, not from Adam, but actually he got them from the Avos. Avraham Avinu gave him 5 years. He was supposed to be 180. Yitzchak doesn't give him any years. Yitzchak is din. Gvura, Yitzchak doesn't give years. Yaakov, but here's an interesting cheshbon. The Zohar works it out, not from 180, from 175, because we're already going, cheshbon 175. 175 knocked down to 147 is 28 years. And then Yosef, who lived 110 years, at the end of the parasha, we say Yosef lived 110 years, and we cheshbon that from 147. Each one cheshbon's from his tata. And that's the cheshbon of the 70 years of David HaMelech. And that's connected to what we said, that Vayikra we made Yisrael Lomas, and Vayikra we made David Lomas, that the years came from him. Now, Yaakov Avinu calls to Yosef, and he says, V'asisa imodi chesed ve'emes. So, chesed shel emes is the union of kavura. Why is chesed shel emes? Why is the union of kavura chesed shel emes? So, this foreign bring this, emes is Rosh Hatevis, oroin, mito, tachrichin. Another chat I saw is, what's emes? Einoi mitzapet tashlum. It's a chesed shel emes, because you're not expecting to get paid back. Rashi brings, chesed she'oisim emesim, she'enim mitzapet legmul. She'enim mitzapet legmul. I said, the first time I asked, the gemara made cotton, the yaspid yaspidinu, the yikbar yikbarinu, someone that's oisik in these yonim of hespid, people will be maspidim also. The oisik and kvura people will be kaivri also. Meaning there's gemul here also. Yeah. Aber einay mitzapel gemul. Who's waiting to get paid back for that? You know, Michael Tavis. Another interesting chat is why it's called chesed shalem as from the chesam soifer. You know, a person has, let's say, a tzara, and he needs a chesed. Let's say he's sick, or he's an oni, and he has a tsar. Could be he's faking it. Whatever his agenda and reason is, he's making believe he's an ani. He's making believe he's a chayla, and he's asking for the chesed. But there's no fake arayah by the kvur. They're going to bury him 6 feet under. You're not going to fake that. That's chesed shel emes. If you're burying the guy, he's not faking that. That's chesed shel emes. Now, Yaakov calls to Yosef, and it says in the pasuk, Vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamita. There's an interesting pshat in the panim yofos, the haflo. We know we spoke in the previous week, Yosef is gematria 156. And we know also that, we said a lot of things about that, but we said that Yosef 156, if you add one more Havaya, six Havayas. If you add one more Havaya, one more 26, then it's Gematria Yaakov, 182. Eight Havayas is already Yitzchak. Well, wait, Yosef, Yaakov, Yitzchak is six Havayas, seven Havayas, eight Havayas. You add one Havaya to Yosef, is Yaakov. Oh, but it says the Panim Yofos, if you Moisef, Yosef, plus Shechina, Shechina is 385 is Gematria, Mitzrayma. Mitzrayim was a mokum. Mitzrayim, the Mefarshim say, was Goshen, not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is 385, it's Shechina. Friedman is also Shechina. 385. Take out the ayin. But, Zog the Haflo, Yosef plus Shechina is Yisro. So again, Yosef plus one Havaya is Yaakov. Yosef plus Shechina is Yisro. Now it's Vayishtachu Yisrael, al Rosh Hamikta, the Shechina is Mishtachu. What is that? Because the Shechina was really by Yaakov. But when Yaakov was Bitzar, then the Shechina was by Yosef. And now the Hishtachavoy is the Bechina of Shechina going from Yaakov to Yisrael. Now Rashi says, Tala be'idna sagidle. Meaning Yisrael, Yaakov is the father, he's the Melech. Why is he bowing down to Yosef? The Teretz is, the Shul, when it's his time, only the Ari is the one that's the Melech. But the Shul has his day, has his hour, has his claim. Shul, be'idna sagidle, but Zaptim Re'emis, yeah, but you have to be a Pikeach. A Shul is a Pikeach. You have to be a Pikeach that when it's your hour, when it's your time, to chaperein. A lot of people miss opportunities to miss opportunities, and this is a cloth anything. There's Yimei Aliyah and there's Yimei Yerida. There's rainy days and sunny days. You have to know, Dafka, be the Pikeach, be the Shul. Don't miss the opportunity. You have a Hiskaskas, you have a... So be the Shul, not to lose out when you have an opportunity that you're on the up. So, Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al HaMita. Zok Tabal HaTurim. There's one other place where it says Mita. It's the opposite. By Megillah Esther, it says, V'homan Noifel al HaMita. So, Vayishchazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al HaMita. Abraham and Faker. Tzadikim, even when it's taka, you know, you're really not feeling well. You have to go to bed. You're not feeling crank. Nochas by Yitzchak Yisrael. The opposite is Haman. Noifel Alamita. He's in bed. I don't know what he's doing there. He stays there. Hibernates till, I don't know. Next week I'll get starting. No. That's for Haman Noifel Alamita. He's supposed to be Faker by Yitzchak Yisrael. By Yoimer Yaakov El Yosef. Kael Shakai Nira Eli Balos. Now it's interesting. Look at these words of the Pasuk. You have to see the words inside. By Yomer Yaakov, El, that's El, the word El, Aleph Lamed, Yosef, and next word is Kael, Aleph Lamed again, but that's a shame of Hashem. It's interesting. There was a Chubash Abikmega, there was a Shiloh, there was a Sefer Torah that was missing two words. It said, By Yomer Yaakov, Aleph Lamed Shakai. But they didn't know if they could erase it because they didn't know. Did the Sefer make a mistake that he wrote By Yomer Yaakov, El? And what he forgot to write was Yosef Kael, and that he really needed a squidgy and three words there, so but you are able to erase the word Aleph Lamed because it was El. But we don't know. Maybe Fakert. He forgot to write El Yosef. And he wrote by Yom Yaakov Kael Shaka, and the words he's missing is, right, because it says Aleph Lamed, Yosef, Aleph Lamed. And it's missing Yosef and an Aleph Lamed. You don't know which one is the one missing. It's a whole shuvah if you're allowed to do Mechikas Hashem. And then he gives him a brach Ephraim, Menashe. Kiruven v'shimon yili. Balaturim writes that Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruven v'shimon. He says it's the same gematria. It's actually one wolf. Ephraim and Menashe is 726. Reuven v'shimon is 725. But Ephraim and Menashe is Kiruven v'shimon. So some say, okay, gematria could be off by one. But no, it's not. It's fakir. It's not mamash. It's kid. Kid. It's off by one. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruven v'shimon. I saw the Pirush Rosh Al Torah. He says this also, but he says, "Anina sati lachem shchem echad alachecha." I'm giving you one thing more. Zok the Rosh Pirush Rosh Al Torah. Yeah, it's one more because Ephraim and Menashe and Gematria is one more than Reuven and Shimon. It's Kir Reuven and Shimon. Over Zok, it's one more. He has the upper edge. Shchem echad alachecha. I'm giving you one more than Reuven and Shimon. The Yidgul arrive. He gives them a bracha. The Yidgul arrive. Bekerev haaretz. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Gittin that there were certain Amiroyim that would sign their name instead of writing their name or even their initial, they would make a symbol. And that also counts as a chasima. So you can get in that design. And it says over there, Rav Tzair Kavra. Rav would be Mitzair a fish. Rav Chanina would be Mitzair a dekel. So this Toshas Chach in Anglia, in Gittin, says, there's a remes, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yidgul Aroyv. So he says, V'yidgul Rav. He reads it wrong, V'yidgul Anglia. The Yidgul or Rav. That Rav is the one that's called Dog. Now, this I already saw in the Imri Pinchas, Pinchas Mikaretz. He says, there's a name in Yiddish, a lot of names come in Yiddish also, there's a name of Frank Fischel. What does Fischel have to do? There's Tzvi Hersh. I mean, a Tzvi is a deer. In Yiddish, a Hersh is a deer. What's a Frank Fischel? A lot of people name it Fischel. It's because Ephraim Fischel. Why? What's Ephraim Fischel? He says, because by Ephraim, there was the bracha of the Yidgul Roif, Ki Ephraim Lekin, and the Yidgul Roif. So Ephraim, the name that's passed by Ephraim, is fish in Yiddish. I guess if it's really more modern, it's English, so then you call the guy Dog. You know the guy's name? Ephraim Dog. He spelled Dog differently. There's another pshat of the Targum Yonason. What does it mean? Vani nasati lochem shchem echad alachecha. Zok the Targum Yonason. That this is a matana that he gave him. That from Adam Arishin already there was a kosmos or, and he gave it the matana. It went to Nimrod. It went to Avram. It went to Yitzchak. And now Yaakov got it. What? He said definitely, and he took it from him. But loy becharboy, loy bekashtoy, ela beschus maisai hatoyvim. I'm translating in Hebrew what it says in the Targum of the Targum Yonason, that he got it from Esav and he took that beged. Now there's another pshat. It says Asher lakachti miyadu amori becharbi bekashti. Kipshutei charbi bekashti means, you know, weapons. In those days it was a sword. Now we have all kind of other weapons, missiles and all kind of technological weapons. But Rashi says no, becharbi bekashti betfilo uvevakosha. You have to know that a lot of times the nitzachon of the Mulcham is lav dafka with the charbi. A lulav is a kli zayin, is a weapon. I heard over a moir the gemaisa, say the ketzora, fascinating maisa. But the Kloisenberg Rebbe, it's my shech shaychet here. The Kloisenberg Rebbe, right after the war, was in the DP camps, and there was a general there. His name was Eisenhower. He was the general from that area, and it was a few days before Sukkot. It's a you do it at the Maisa. This was the Mamash right after the Milchama, and the Rebbe was trying to be machazik to share his plate. He himself had lost all of his children and his shreklach. He slaughtered everything Mamash from Haskalah. But Eisenhower was very spoiled from him, the Maisa, and he told the Rebbe, "What can I do? I want to do something for the Rebbe. What can I do for the Rebbe?" So the Rebbe said, "It's in a few days. It's we need Dalad Minim. We need Dalad Minim." And Tak Eisenhower Pelos from Italy was a whole story. They got Dalad Minim. It was Mamash a few days early. This was. Yom Kippur, he got them Dalad Minim. It's interesting. There was another general there together with Eisenhower. His name was Patton, Shem Hashem Yerkov, and he was a big, big Russian. He was into a Mamash a Russian. And the Rebbe knew that. And this Patton, he says, "I also have a blessing from the Rabbi." And the Rebbe told him, "Zal the tiger in a vek." You know, he didn't. So the translator said, "I have to tell him what the Rebbe said." So the translator on cue, he said, "The rabbi said your name will be etched in stone." He died a few days later in a car accident. But hold on, getting back to the Eisenhower becomes the president of the United States. Now, zoom ahead 3 years later, the country of Israel is in dire straits. All Arab countries are attacking them. They don't have weapons. They don't have anything. Ben Gurion went to the Rebbe. He said he knew that the Rebbe knew Eisenhower. He piled those by Eisenhower to get funding for arms. So what got us the Charbi of Akashli for the 48? The Rebbe's Bakasha for a Lulav. That's the Charbi of Akashli. The Lulav. Yeah. Yaakov is giving brachas to all the different Shvatim. By Yehuda it says, "Ad ki yavoi shiloi." Ad ki yavoi shiloi, that some cipher says, it's referring to Achia Hashiloini. We know that, yeah, there was Malchus based David that came from Yehuda. But Malchus based David didn't last that long. B'shleimos, you had Shloimoi, David, Shloimoi, Rechavam. And in the times of Rechavam already, Achia Hashiloini is the one that's Mevaser to Yeravam ben Nevat to make a kera in the Mamlocha. And there will already be v'loy kas amim, there will already be a shvira. So that's the remez ad ki yavoi shiloi. Kipshutai yavoi shiloi. Yavoi shiloi is gematria Mashiach. And that's one way to read the pasuk. But he says there's another way. It's ad ki yavoi shiloi, that by Shiach Eloini is already going to be a break in the Malchus. Okay, there's a lot of different sugyas, but we're going to go where it says by the bracha to shave it done. The pasuk says, over there by Don, he talks about Shimshon, the Ramazimar. And then the pasuk by Don, Dafka, it says, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Yudke Vavke. There's a fascinating diak. I mean, it's an obvious diak, it's Pashat in the Psukim, but it's brought down from the Karshat Samad. And others talk about it also, but it's a fascinating thing. In the entire Parshat Miketz, Vayigash, and even in Vayichi, it does not say Shem Havaya once. It's the Golos, it's Tunkel, it's right after Hanukkah, but that's it, it's over. Miketz, Vayigash, Vayichi, no Shem Hashem. Only finally now we get to Shevet Don, the lowest of the Shvatim, and that from over there comes Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. That Dafka in the in the Tunkel of times, from there, that's when, if a person realizes that, and he realizes that Ein Lanu Lishoyin Ela Lavinu Shemashemayim, from there will come Taket Lishavaskik Yivisi Hashem. The bracha to Yosef. Yosef, we spoke in the previous parsha. So Yosef Hayu B'Mitzrayim. Yosef, even in Mitzrayim, holds on his Madrega. By the bracha to Yosef, it says Ritzoyin Shoichni Sneh. Sneh represents Imoy Anoichi B'Tzara. Sneh is Sinai, but it's not the Sinai of the wow of Maimon Har Sinai. It's the Sinai of Sneh, where it looks like it's just a thorn bush and it's nothing. And Dafka over there in the Imoy Anoichi B'Tzara, the Iker licked the Grois HaKayach of Yosef. The Yosef realizes, even in Mitzrayim, he sees the Mustiuchne Shel Yosef, Shel Aviv. He keeps his Madrega. Yosef is Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Abris, Shmiras Einayim. Yosef is Zoyche to Mishkan Shiloi. In Shiloi, it wasn't like in the Mikdash that the Mokim to eat Maaser Sheni and Kachan Kalim was Bechol Ha'ir, where there's a Choyma, but rather Bechol Haroya, if you were able to see Shiloi. Because Yosef wasn't Koydim in his Re'iyah, and Yosef, the Madrega that's able to be, is Bechol Haroya. But there's also something fascinating about Yosef. The Pasuk says by Yosef, Misham Roye, Evan Yisroel. As far as I'm explaining, what is Evan? Evan is Av Ben. Because Yosef is also an Av, but he's also a Ben. What do I mean? Yosef is one of the Shvatim, the Rosh Loisha of us. In Kairin Ma'avi Selish Loisha. Yosef is one of the Shvatim. Of a Mitzat Sheini, we know the bracha that was given, Menashe and Ephraim, are Shvatim. That means Yosef is an Av. A little, he's a Bechin of an Av. So he's Av, and he's Ben. Evan. Misham Raya Evan Yisrael. A little bit of Bechin of Av, a little bit of Bechin of a Ben. There's a fascinating diyuk to this. First of all, it's interesting, you know, earlier in the parsha, when Yaakov gives the bracha, Sik El Yodav, and he puts the hand, one hand of Menashe and Ephraim, but he doesn't mamish want to give Kedima to the one that's not the Bechor, so he does it with the splitting the hands. There's L'chayr Shtik Ostel, when you give a bracha to someone, you're supposed to put both hands on it, as far as bring. So how can we only put one hand? So it's interesting, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, right, Yishlach Yisrael is Yemina, but Yosef Rosh Ephraim, even though he was the Tzoyim, and Smoil the Rosh Menashe. Sikel es Yodov ki Menashe habachor. But then it says, Vayivarach es Yosef. So I heard a Meri Dikazach. Lachar, we're supposed to give a bracha with both hands. So why can't he didn't the Mamash do with both hands? There it says, he had to give Kadima to Ephraim. And to give Kadima to Ephraim, Mamash, by putting both hands on Ephraim, and then first giving to Menashe, that was too much of a Pegiyah in the Bukhar. So why did he do Sikel es Yodav? And was Mevater on the union of both hands, bay the hand? So the Eretz Teretz is, Ki Menashe HaBachar. Abedach Menashe is the Bachar. To mamish the two hands and Ephraim first, no. But then the Pasuk continues, and it's a new Teretz. Vayivarech es Yosef. You're giving a bracha to the Einikoch. It's not a bracha to the Einikoch. It's a bracha to the son. Vayibazoi, he was using bay the hand. One hand is on Ephraim, one hand is on Menashe, and with bay the hand, he's being Mevarech Yosef. Vayivarech es Yosef. Yosef is Abed. The bracha to Ephraim and Menashe is a bracha to Yosef. And I heard once, if when your son says a gavaldik a bamitzvah pshetel, it means you're a Talmud Chacham. When your enikel says a good bamitzvah pshetel, then you know that your son is a Talmud Chacham. So the sequel of Yosef is a bracha to Yosef. That is a fascinating deed. The last pasuk in the parsha is Vayomis Yosef ben Meya ve'esar shanim. Yosef dies. The parsha, the finale of Sefer Vayechi, of Sefer Bereishis. What's the beginning of Shmois? Mamish the beginning of the parsha. Vayomis Yosef v'chol echav. Yosef dies twice. Yeah. Yosef is an Av. And Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovois. And the Ikrit of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Obradoch, Yosef is also an Av. Chach, Muzkar, at the end, Misas Yosef is Bechol Zeis Meshach Shai for the Sefer Bereishis. The Bechin of Yosef is an Av. Obrad, Mitzach, Sheni, Doch, Yosef is one of the Shvatim. Vayomis Yosef. And Sefer Shmois, in Parsha Shmois, and Sefer Shmois, Yosef is, Vayomis Yosef, a Bechin of Ben. Now it's interesting, also, moving on later in the parsha. Yaakov, after the brachas, again calls to his children, and he's giving them a tzivik to be kaiper him to next to Avram and Yitzchak, not in Maaser Machpelah, not here in Mitzrayim. The last words Yaakov Avinu says, "Mikne hasod of Amar Shabay me'es b'neches." Then it says, "Vayachal Yaakov l'tzav." So, but the last words that Yaakov says is, "Mikne hasod of Amar Shabay me'es b'neches." A little bit of a complex one, but that's Gematria 2255. That's the year Yaakov was nifter. Yaakov was nifter from Bria Sa'ilam in the year Beis Alafim Resh Nun Hey. That's the Gematria of those eight words that I saw wrote down in the Parashas. Now, the Gemara says, a famous Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Amar Lei, they asked him, what do you mean? V'chi v'chdi saftu sevdaina, there wasn't a hesped, v'chantu chantaya, v'kavur kavraya. What do you mean, Loi Meis? Amar Lei, Mikra ani doirish. Al tira avdi Yaakov, no Mashem, al teches Yisrael, kihini Mashiach mirochoi, lezarev me'er shoven, makashu lezari, mazari v'chaim, afu v'chaim. So it's a mutter Gemara. The Gemara said Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Right? The Gemara, but he did, right? They were mastering, they were chayinatim. So it's more no, a drosha. How does the drosha answer the kasha? There was a kasha that it's... So the emes is, there's a big yisoid. For nakasha, start mash. You have a kasha. There's an expression, for nakasha. For nakasha, start mash. There was once a maisa. There was once a story with an aguna. And they were really trying hard. One of the rabbanim was trying hard to find a heta for this aguna. And he made a whole tshuva, and he was matir, the isha, to get married. And years later, the first husband, alive and well, came back. And they asked this rabbi, how did it be? How did we make this mistake? He said, when he did the sugya of this aguna, the emes, the buses, his heter was based on a whole stickle. Shadazi had a very shver kasha in the sugya, and because that he bought a big yisari, he made out a whole topic. And that was the maskana, how he came to that in conclusion for this isha, that he could be matir, that doesn't like this. So yes, he had a kasha. But from a kasha, starbanish. But Rashi asks the kasha, and this is a fascinating deal. Rashi says, the Gemara asked Chantu Chantayu, the Kavim Kavrayim. So Rashi, it's a drosha. I Chantu Chantayu, I they did Chanota, Sevurim Hoyu Shemes. The Achronim Amadayik and Rashi, that Rashi only said it on the Chanota, not on the Kvura. Bishas Kvura, it was Takamis. By the Chanota not, and by the Hesped not. But by the Kvura, it was Takamis. And it's a Gevalda Gediyak. It says, Rivka says, Lome Eshchal Shneichem V'yoyim Echad. There was an avur that they were going to die the same day. They died on the same day. They died on the same day because this man kvura of Yaakov was takameis, and that's the day Esau had head removal procedure done to him. So it's taka the same day. Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here a different shot. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis? He says you have to understand a lot of times there's an aliyas neshama that the neshama goes up. But by certain tzaddikim, there's a bechina that the neshama is merachef and it still stays down here to a certain extent. And he wants to tell too that you have a similar thing by Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Nossi is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara says in Ksubis about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Kuf Gimel, Kol Beishim Shehava Asi LeBeisi, that after Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifter, every Friday night he would come to his house. And there was one Friday night he came, and one of the neighbors saw, and then he stopped, because they came up, it's a little bit of a balagan, he stopped. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Gilyan Ashas, Afanor, in the Gemara, the Ruxubis, Kuf Gimel, brings from Rabbi Yehuda, from the Sefer Hasidim, that Rebbe would come to his house every Friday night, Lovush for Big Day Shabbos, Upoiter es Harabin b'Kiddush Hayoyim, he was Maitzenem with Kiddush. Now that's already a simple problem. Mason Chavshi, a Mason's Potem and Amitzis, how could he be Maitzi then? V'loik, Zot Rabbi Kiveger, in Ksubas Kuf Gimel, in the Galian Ashas, V'loik Ashar Mason, Shem Chavshim Mitzah Mitzahs. Ki Tzadikim Chayim, Upoitrim B'Kiddush, Tzadikim is it. Now, there is a whole thing, the concept, people, some say, Kahanim, go to Maris Machpelah, there's Kivrit Tzadikim, I don't know why they're not worried about Esav's head, but Kivrit Tzadikim is not a Tama. Avada, the Makar in the Gemara in Sochin, that Tumas Meis is allowed to go into the Harabayis, is because Moshe Rabbeinu says on the Atzmus Yosef, Vayikach Moshe is Atzmus Yosef Imoy b'mechitzas. See, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shevet Levi, and in the Midbar Shevet Levi was like the Harabais, was Machel Levi, and Moshe Rabbeinu wore on the Atzmus Yosef. So it's a raya that Tumas Meis is Mutter in the Machel Levi. What's the raya? It's the raya from a tzaddik. It's a chloro raya that Avada even said, but here, like Vayakav Avinu Akoponim, there's a Zabachin. Someone once told me it's a Devar Chiddush. What's the Pshat Havakiv? You moisten them the Kiddush. This is not a derech hapshat, becharifus. You know why a mace is potem in a mitzvah? Because oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Which mitzvah is he oisik in the entire time? Leah is kavur. That's his mitzvah. Okay, but Rabbeinu Kaddish is not. He's by his house. So he's not any kibbutz. The Yisoid of Torah is because he's oisik in mitzvah kavur. Now, there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the last 17 years of his life, he lived in Sipori. And he would say on himself, Azoy v'yankiv avinu, we spoke in the beginning of this year, v'yichi Yaakov, ufkalev, Yaakov at ufkalev, the Eretz Mitzrayim, shva asrei shona. He said on himself, v'yichi Yehuda, v'tzipoiri, shva asrei shona. Those were the last 17 years. But then was Yaakov avinu leinus, who was in Rabbeinu HaKadosh, nasi, nitzaso Yaakov avinu. He was also a bechina, he was also a bechina of leinus. It's interesting, the Gemara in Titus, if you go back there, a few lines earlier, what it says there in the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara says like this. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok was sitting by a Suda. And he told him to say a vart. He says, Ein Mesichin Besuda, Shem Yachin Kana Leveshet. But then Becholik and the Shach of the Tari continued. Afterwards he said, say a vart. He said, this member that we have, Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes. What's the Shaifas that the member of Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes to this story? So this is already, you have to al-kop, it's an interesting pilpul. It says it in the Pirush HaRif on the Ein Yankiv. Very interesting. Reb Nachman and Reb Yitzchak by that Suda were having a shak of Atariya, who's supposed to be Mezamim? And Reb Yitzchak said, the Oirich, the guest, is supposed to be Mezamim. He says, I have a raya. You have to al-kop. He says, I have a raya that the guest benches. He says, why? We know that the Gemara Mesachim Daf Kuf Yutes says that there's going to be a shayla by the Sudas Leviyosan, who's supposed to be Mevarich. And every one of the mechubadim there is Mesarev. Avram says, I had a Yishmol. Yitzchak says, I had an Esav. Yaakov says, I married two sisters. Moshe Rabbeinu says, a Siva, Yeshua. Finally, David says, Li no alevarech. What was Yaakov's reason not to be Mevarech? Because he married two sisters. But Mechared is a problem. There are those that argue and say, no, Yaakov is a Tzadik Gomer. There's excuses, there's terrorism for that. He's a Tzadik Gomer. If he's a Tzadik Gomer, so why didn't Yaakov bench? Why did David bench? You have to say based on a different medrash, David benched, because the medrash says David comes from Rus. Rus is a Giyaris. And that's a guest. That's a tzatzikah came in. And David benched because he's a guest. And that's what he's such insisting. That Yaakov Avinu was Yad Tzadik, and the reason he didn't bench is not because of Beis Achayis, but rather because Poshet Sukkum, the Oireach, deserves to bench. So they're having a Shakmatari back and forth. Was Yaakov a Tzadik on him? Meaning, is there some teretz why he married the Beis Achayis that it can't be a Siva to be Meneya not to do the Bracha? So then they said, how can you tell me that? So often a Gemara in Baba Basra. Arba mesu b'ityo shel nachash. There were only four people that died without any chet whatsoever. And there's a list of the four people there. Yaakov is not on that list. If he's not on that list, must be he did a chet. And I was like, it's Beis Achayis. And then maybe David bench, not because there's a part of the guest, but partially because everyone else was difficult. And then Yaakov bench. So he said, no, it's not a raya. Yaakov avinu loy mes. Loilum Yaakov was inside the gomer. And it's not Beis Achayis, and he deserves to bench. And the reason David benches is because he's a guest. Why is Yaakov not on the list of Arba Mesu B'Ityo Shel Nachash? Yaakov Avinu Loi Mes. That's the connection when he ties into the Sugyo. It goes weiter. It says they made for Yaakov Avinu an Avelus of 7 days. The Gemara says in Ksubas and in Moikotan, Avelus only starts after the Stimas Hagoylel. They didn't bury Yaakov. They're bringing him to Mitzrayim. How are there, the Mefarshim will talk about, how are there Shiva Yimei Avel before Kavura, and there's a lot of different pshat, and there's one pshat that actually did bury him first in Mitzrayim. That's why it says, when a Sasani me Mitzrayim, you'll have to take some of the offer from Mitzrayim with it, because you buried me there already, the whole shayla. But what's interesting is, the Gemara looks in Moyed Katan for a Makar, how do you know Avelus is 7 days? And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Amos, one of the Treyosar, v'hafachti chageichem la'avel, so just like a chag is 7 days, Avelus is 7 days. Shmuel says 1 day, that's a Makar for Shmuel Rechayka, but a Makar. Frek the Yerushalmi, Tosfos over there brings the Yerushalmi. It's often a pasuk. Vayas la'aviv evel shivas yomim. You're looking for a makar, avel shivas yomim. Front center. Vayas la'aviv evel shivas yomim. Why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk in Amos? Va'fachti chagechem le'elam. Shtei kefurish vayas la'aviv evel shivas yomim. Azay frek Tosfos b'shem the Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says one teretz. There's no raya from Yaakov. This avelus is anyways different. It was before the kavura. No shayches. It's a different gather. Oygish loyma. Koy the mountain Torah, you don't bring a raya, koy the mountain Torah. Frek the chasam soifer. Many achronim over there, it's over there, many achronim ask it. How do we know Sheva Brachas? From Yaakov Avinu. Mali Shavu Azois, we bring a raya, Sheva Brachas, from koy the mountain Torah, from the same Yaakov. Sheva Brachas, you're bringing a raya from Yaakov Avinu. And Shiva Simei Evel, you have to go to Omeis, because you can't bring a raya from Yaakov Avinu, because it's koy the mountain Torah. It's a pelotzim. Now there's a big arichas, because there's dozens of places where we bring halachic issues from Koyde Mount Torah. I'm not going to go on the full scope. but specifically Rabbi over here. Why? Focus on Afanar here. Why Vayasla Ovid Evel Shivas Yomim cannot be a Makar? Because it's Kodiman Torah. Zoktech Sapsef from Meredith Gazaf. We already knew that Avelis is for 7 days. No, there was a Meredith Gazaf. There's a Havamina. A Regel is Mavatal Shiva. We know if you're in the middle of Shiva and it comes to Regel, Regel is Mavatal Shiva. There was a Havamina that maybe Shabbos should also be Mavatal Shiva. Now, for states, like if Shabbos is Mavatal Shiva, then by default you never have 7 days. That's I'm good with that. But there would be a Zagat, the Shabbos is Mavatal. And that was they were looking at Makar for. And they needed a Makar. So it's a bring a ride from Yaakov, you know, by Yasla of Abel Shiva Siyam. He says, no, but it was Koy the Man Torah. There was no Shabbos. You can't bring a Raya. It was Koy the Man Torah. You can't bring a Raya that the Shabbos is Nevot. Now, there's a famous part from the Rugged Shaver. There's a lot of details to it, but the Iker brought of the Nechudah, the Lashon of the Pasuk says over here, they came to bury Yaakov, and they came back, Likvaris Aviv, Achrei Kavreis Aviv. What's Achrei Kavreis Aviv? So he makes a chesh when he says, "Be'emes, there's a tzura in kavura, just like by the chalal when there's more than one adam choshev coming. What's the seder of when there's two, the more choshev one is yamin and the next the small. When there are three, then the most choshev is emtsa yamin small." So he says originally it was buried just Avram and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak. So Avram is kodum is choshev. So Avram is yamin and Yitzchak is small. But now that you're coming to bury Yaakov, you have to put Avram in the middle. But then Yitzchak, who's second, has to go switched over to the other side, and then Yaakov buried. So it's Likvaris Aviv, Achrei Kavreis Aviv. They had to bury Aviv, but Achrei Kavreis Aviv, after they reburied his father, because they had to rebury Yitzchak. And then there's another fascinating idea. The Lashon of the Pasuk says, Yaakov says, bury me, the Kivri Asher Karisi Li, with the Kivri that I dug for myself. This is other Pshat what Karisi means, but Kipshuta, this is the Kivri Yaakov dug. The Kivri he dug for Yitzchak, that's the Kivri that he dug for Yitzchak, is the Kivri he's eventually buried. Now near the end of the parasha, the brothers come back to Yosef and they're very worried that maybe there's going to be a kateda, maybe Yaakov was makbid and maybe, and he says no. Yosef tells them, "Atem chashavtem olai ro, Elokim chashava l'toiva." Zoktor rechayim hakodesh. Yosef is telling the brothers, "You don't need any kapara. There's no kateda. Nothing. Ein tzayrich lemechila v'slicha. Zoktor rechayim a moshel. Imagine if someone tried to kill someone, and he was a." B'chochma, he gave him a cup of wine, and he put poison in, and he wants to kill him. He says, "Here, have a drink," and he's giving him poison. And it turns out there was no poison; there was glat, it was a rain of wine. Everything was good. Pshito she'ein lo yitzarich kapara klal upa. So also here, atem chashavtem alai ra, you had bad intentions. Aber lekim chashav l'toyva. This is a bavusta peladik arachayim kodesh. Kineged a gemara l'chayru. Famous gemara hamiskavin lechol basar chazir. But also biyodoi bosar tle, for the etzem machshava that you thought that you're gonna eat bosar chazir hagam machshava ro. I want to explain machshava ro ain't a kodesh baruch hu matzar for the mice. Yeah, but that's just a machshava. But when you did an action, what bepoil were you doing tle? But that's kosher. But you thought it's chazir, you need a kapara. So state that for the kavana, even if the pula was rain and glad. You still need a kapara. So the same thing over here. If you were Moshe to Kais Yayin, what is the Arachayim saying? It's Mamash Apella. Harbe don't know what the Arachayim means. And maybe here it's Grum, it's different. I heard once an interesting pshat that there's a chilek between Ben Adam Lechaveiroi and Ben Adam Lemokin. The Hainu. In Ben Adam Lechaveiroi, it's totally in the Taitzah. And if in the Taitzah, everything was fine, he had wine, everything is good, no poison, no Avla was done. In Ben Adam Lemakoy, Kashrus, Neskava Lechel Basar Chazir, but also the other Basar Tle is a problem. Sorat Kapara. The Rechaim is in the Chadif that in Ben Adam Lechaveira is Nishtazah. That's one Nusach I heard. I heard once a different Nusach, a Chiddush. I heard this from the Nava Minsk Rebbe. Zatzal. He once in Harnofer Shabbos, he spoke. Said this word. He said, Bamas, what's the Pshat? Hameskava Lechel Chazir Veloyachel Klum. You don't need a Kapara. It's when you did the action. So when you ate the tleh, thinking it's chazir, that's a problem. He says, but that's only when you were thinking you were doing tleh, just chulin. But because it's a part of it, not part, it's flesh, but it's a part of a mice. But let's say you were doing a mitzvah. He said a chiddush. Hamiskaven lechel basar kotshim. I'm sorry. Hamiskaven lechel basar chazir. But also be the basar kotshim, any sort of kapar. Aveira could type sacharain in a part of the mice. But not if it's mitzvah, in rishus. You thought it's Aveira and really you're doing Rishus. But if you thought it's an Aveira and it was Mitzvah, ain't Aveira nichnas the Mitzvah. So he says, by the kos yayin, where was the mitzvah? Machai nefushas and under it, you're giving him a cup of wine. That's already mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You don't have niskaven by mitzvah. But I want to be mashlim. Lagabi, the first nusach that the Velt says, that they say that ben odom lachaver is different. Lefizeh, if I'll cop mamash b'ketzara, I'll say it's a fascinating zach. There's a gemara kedushin daf lamed beis that daf lamed aleph that Rabbi Bar Huna wanted to test his son to see if he gets angry. So he ripped some clothes and he wanted to see if he gets angry. In fact, the gemara is doing lifnei iver, he's going to be machshel his son. Says the gemara, no, he was meichel on his covet. Zok Tosis. Okay, he was meichel on his covet, but the son doesn't know that he's meichel on his covet. So the son thinks that he's doing a pegida. So Tosis, Tzarech loymar shehaydi yakoydim l'chein, that he already told him before he ripped the clothes, by the way, I'm meichel if you do anything to me. Said it a few days before. Why? Because if it wasn't then you have a problem of niskaven lechel basar chazir. Now one second, it's kibirav. Kibirav is what? Binadam l'chaveira, binadam l'makor. So the emesis of the mechassinach is misopik about it. He has a little bichas on it. But if you'll tell me kibirav is bin adam l'chaveira, we have a raya from Tosis, not like the Arachayim, because you see niskaven lechel basar chazir, glagavi binadam l'chaveira. I'll tell you one other chiddush. We'll end with this. The chiddush v'halacha from Shlomo Zalman. This nekuda of niskaven lechel basar chazir about being l'diyah. An interesting halach, Hilchas Yichud. Baila Be'ir, a woman who Baila Be'ir, is allowed to be, in, you know, there's other Gedorim, but there's a heter of Yichud in certain instances. Amongst the heter is based on Baila Be'ir. Now she's having Yichud with someone, she's meeting someone, Yichud. That person is not a Grois and Tzadik. That person doesn't know that the Baal is Be'ir. That person doesn't care. He's not religious, he's not tuned in to find the details of Hilchas Yichud. He doesn't care. Now she knows the truth that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Why? Baal Be'ir. That guy doesn't know that, though. That guy is being nichshal in niskaven lasos yichud, the loyal sin yichud. And she's also not besegel because she's overlifne iver on causing him to be nichshal. Like Tosis says over here, he is being machshal the son. So she had the halacha lemaisa. She has to tell him. You should know Baal Be'ir. She has to tell him that he should know that it's Baal Be'ir. Because if he doesn't know Baal Be'ir, she's being machshal him lifne iver in niskaven lechel basa chazir legabi yichud.